Good evening and welcome to This Week in Football from the makers of Low Limit Football on the Beyond the Pitch Media Network on this 20th of November 2018. I am your host, Joe Uccello, and tonight we'll be talking football kits from the timeless Canarino Yellow of Brazil to the legendary Azzurri Blue of Italy to the elegant yet understated Real Madrid kit. We're going to look at them all. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host, Mr. Roberto Rojas, and from the International Sports Press Association, kit aficionado Sonia Ninksevich will be joining us tonight. Thank you both for coming on the show. Sonia, I want to throw it over to you first and ask you what makes you a kit fashionista.
Hi, Joe and Rob. I'm really excited to be on the show with you guys and to spend some time kind of talking about football kits and judging and talking about some of our favorites. And I don't know, I've just always loved how much the colors of a club are a part of your love for the club, how important a kit is for the entire football culture. And I've just always been really excited when my favorite clubs and even rival clubs, when the new kits come out, it's always been a question of, oh, what did you think of it? What did you think of this one? What are we going to see next season? Like, there's so much that a kit, importance that a kit can be for a club, and I think there's just lots and lots of room to kind of have your favorite era of a club be defined by the shirt, and the shirt be defined by a player or wearing it and winning titles. So, and it's always fun to see what these kind of things around football can bring.
So obviously, you know, we're going to get into our next segment here. And yeah, you bring up a good point. I mean, certainly a favorite kit or a kit that you absolutely enjoy needs to stand out in a way that maybe some other people don't know. But, you know, we're going into my next segment. We're going to talk about, it's kind of a three-part question, actually. We're going to talk about our favorite kit, our least favorite kit of all time, and, you know, even probably the most impressive ugly kit that you have ever seen in your life. This is actually something that Sanjay brought up beforehand, before the start of the show. So obviously I'll start with you first. And, you know, first and foremost, Andre, I mean, what is your favorite kit of all time? What is the one kit that, you know, you've grown up and enjoyed seeing? You know, it could be any club at this point or any country. You know, what would be that one favorite kit that you enjoy, even if you have to put like a year as well for that specific kit?
I mean, this is going to be a very simple answer from my side. I mean, I'm from Serbia. My club is Partizan Belgrade. So for me, it's any black and white vertical striped Partizan kit from any era, any season. And I mean, I'm really connected to the one that is from the 2003-2004 season, which is the kit that I got for my birthday at one point. And that's the one that has like a certain sponsor on the front for a dairy company in Serbia, and kind of that's my favorite one. And it was the kit that is kappa, so like the kind of tight shoulders, three-quarter length. And I've always kind of had a soft spot for that one, especially when I see kind of photos of the players wearing it and so on. But honestly, any black and white Partizan kit is the one that makes me happy, and that's kind of where my football kit preferences have always leaned towards. So either black or white, or the perfect combination of a black and white kit.
Now, Joe, obviously, I know you have an affiliation with a certain black and white kit, so I'll ask you that same question. What is your favorite kit of all time?
Yeah, if you go to club kit, I'm kind of, like I said, like you said, in Sonia's camp here. My team is Juventus. So again, vertical black and white stripes, regardless of era, you know, it translates. If we watch video of Partizan Belgrade in the 40s or Juve in the 60s, that black and white stripe, whether you're watching it on black and white television or in color television, it translates. And there's an identity involved with it. Newcastle United, another black and white stripe, you know, kit that we look at that people can relate to for a very long time because of the style and the identity that it carries. For me, as an all-around kit, definitely the black and white stripes, the vertical stripes, are something to be said. As a singular kit, I actually go to the United States, and I go to not the Stars and Stripes one that everyone sees. I think that was at the 94 World Cup. And I forget which World Cup this one was at, but it's the one that everyone refers to as the Rocket Pop kit. It's the
2014.
It was 2014. It was red top, white stripe in the middle, blue at the bottom, in horizontal configuration. To me, it was a kit that was one of those, you know, initially ugly kits. But as you saw, as you looked at it, it grew on you, and it grew to the point where it's almost iconic now, where you cannot find a place to buy that kit. I do have one of those jerseys in my closet, and it's certainly one of my favorites to wear. But for me, I think as a singular kit, that might be my favorite. But as a general overall identity, whether it be with a nationality or with a club, obviously the iconic black and white stripes are for me second to none.
So obviously I think we're going to have to repeat myself and go for another striped shirt. For me, my favorite shirt, and this is taking out of a club as well, but I'm actually going to go overall. My favorite kit has to be the Paraguayan national team kit of 2010. It was a simple red and white shirt. 1998 World Cup jersey. It's a simple yellow and green. You have the green, neck circle right there, the iconic four stars of the Brazilian logo, the Nike logo, and obviously the number nine with Ronaldo. For me, that's the kit that really resembles. And for me, I think it's the most classiest, because that even though Brazil didn't win that World Cup, for me, just looking at that kit, it just brings back like a bunch of memories of a And of course, a reminder of a wonderful player like Ronaldo was, and then certainly that's what really stands out to me. Now, taking another segment out and going into not just our favorite kits to now some bad kits. Sonia, I know you are a harsh critic when it comes to kits. So for you, what has been one of the worst kits that you've seen in your lifetime, if you had to choose one?
I mean, I don't know. There's been a couple, and apart from being a Partizan fan, I'm also a very big Real Madrid fan. So for me, another iconic ideal kit is the all-white of Real Madrid. But apart from this, it also means that I'm very quick to judge on rival kits. So the one that always stands out to me as a particular kit that I wasn't a fan of was when Barcelona went mint green. And I feel like that was the era before mint green became kind of like a cool color again, and Barcelona were kind of, let's say, pioneers in that sense. But I remember that kind of almost hospital color feel to their that away kit. I can't remember exactly what season that was, but it was just really, really hard on the eyes for me. And I mean, the latest talk has been of how Barcelona and Nike have come up with this 20-year tribute kit, which looks kind of like a pixeled, almost 90s video game thing, which I also find really, really hard to look at. And I mean, the internet is one of those places where you can find people having opinions on everything, and vastly diverse opinions on everything, but I have not seen a single person say that they like this Barcelona kit. I don't know about you guys, but I mean, it's not a good one.
No, I mean, Joe, I mean, I'll jump here real quick. Have you seen the kit, and what do you think of it?
I think I've seen it once, and I agree. It's rather ugly. And it's funny you bring up Barca, Sonia. I think that mint green kit might have been 2 years ago. And I'm not positive. I think it was 2 years ago, but for me, it corresponds with something that I thought was ugly, where it was a break in tradition. And it was Barcelona, where they went that 1 year from vertical stripes to horizontal stripes. Do you remember that? That was a couple years ago as well. It was awful. Just all of a sudden you have Barca in the traditional Blaugrana, right? And all of a sudden we've taken it and turned it sideways. And I thought that was one of the ugliest uniforms I've ever seen in my life, from the ugliest jerseys. I did find, and I don't know if you guys saw this, if you do a quick search on the internet for ugliest soccer jerseys, you're going to come across the story of the club here, and I just want to find the name correctly. It is, let me just look for it here. I can't find it now. Palencia Balompe. It's, I believe, a third division team in Spain. When they were looking to, and this is the kit made by Kappa, which I love Kappa products, and I think they do a great job. But this was made by them for a playoff run, where it looks like it's just the skin stripped away of the body, and it's just
muscles.
You've
seen that? Yeah,
seen that?
That.
Okay. My God, it's so ugly that I wish I could find one. because it's the kind of thing where you, it's so bad you want to own it, you know? And I thought to myself, I've seen plenty of things. I've seen plenty of kits that were ugly that kind of grew on me. I've seen kits that were ugly, like the Nigerian kit from the 2018 World Cup.
I thought that was ugly.
I never felt
like very popular.
I never fell in love with it.
I completely agree with you, Joe. I never liked that.
It was way too busy. It hurt to look at sometimes, you know. And
exactly.
I thought, you know, and it was like, it was great if you wanted to distract the opponent, but I think for what it was, I was not a fan of it. And this is like one of those kits. This Palencia Balompe kit is like one of those where if you walked out onto the pitch against these guys and you saw them in these kits, I don't know if you would vomit or if you would run and hide or if you'd call an ambulance. It was like one of those things, and it's so ugly that I want one.
Okay. It's a very good Halloween costume.
Yes,
I agree.
Yes,
I agree. So for me, the kit that for me I think is one of the most ugliest ones, I was gonna go for the Barcelona jersey of 2000, I believe it was 2013 or 14. It was like Neymar's first year at the club. It was the away jersey. It had like a bunch of colors. It was like orange and red. It almost looked like a fireman's jersey. Like that was just how bad.
The one that looks like a cocktail.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like
yes.
Very mixed, like tequila sunrise.
Yes. I did not like that kit at all. I thought it was really ugly.
I liked that kit. I know exactly what you're talking about. I like it. It was like
it's the one that has like Qatar Airways. It has like a bunch of stripes.
Yeah, it was like orange at the bottom and yellow at the top. As it came up, it bled into the colors bled into each other. I actually kind of liked that jersey.
Really?
Yeah. So I guess we differ where you liked the Nigeria jersey, but you hated the Barca jersey.
I don't really like the. I'm not actually. You know what? I did at first. I realized it was so popular, but then you get to analyze it a bit. Then you see, because unfortunately, this happens to some people at times. You know how like when you're wearing a kit, you know, it actually looks right, whereas for some other people, it just doesn't because it just looks so out of fashion. I mean, I don't know what you guys think of that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, but for me, it looks good on a football pitch. It looks good on a football player, but on anybody else, it just doesn't work.
Yeah. No.
But I mean, in my opinion, this Nigeria kit, there was just too much hype around it. And it was actually not very good.
No.
It was so, too much going on.
So the one kit I don't like out of all of it was back at Euro 2016. It was the Spain away jersey where it had like a bunch of, you know, different triangles right above the it was like a white kit, but it was like a bunch of like triangles. I think it was like orange and red. It was like all splattered together. It almost looked like it was like something out of like a Doritos commercial or something. It was, I don't know if you guys saw it. It's like the away kit.
Yes.
For me, I thought it was really bad because I thought the design had nothing to do with, because I think if an away national team, you know, jersey is going to look nice, I think it always has to match, you know, your identity. Yes, Spain, obviously the classic La Roja jersey, but then you look at Spain who have changed alternately every tournament to like white to blue when they won the World Cup. You know, I think that one year, I think it was 2014, they did like black and yellow or something. I don't remember, but yeah, I'm honestly, when it comes to Spain away jerseys, I think that's the one that, you know, just really, you know, looking at it right now, it's god awful. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It just looks really bad on Adidas's end. But, you know, now we're going to talk about some kits that perhaps, you know, are not bad, are not good, but they're just, for some reason, like, you look at it and you say, yeah, it looks fine. Maybe it's not the best one, but, you know, it's one of those ridiculous, weird jerseys. Like, it's so good, it's bad, essentially. You know, Joe, I'll actually go to you first for this one. You know, what jersey can you remember, at least from your lifetime, of a jersey that looks so bad that it's good? Like, just for that simple characteristic.
You know, this is where I'm going to give some love to the goalkeepers. Because if you remember, Mexican national team goalkeeper Jorge Campos used to wear some of the ugliest, I mean, neon. It was almost like the Nigeria jersey looked at them and said, wow, you're ugly. I mean, it was bad with some of the goalkeeping jerseys that Jorge Campos would wear. And but they were so good, you know, especially at the time. I mean, you're talking early 90s, right, Rob? Early to mid 90s. Yep. We're just coming out of the
80s. 94.
Yeah.
94.
We're coming out of the 80s generation where everything was neon. Remember all that crazy hair and stuff like that? And here we are. And here's Jorge Campos, this little 5 foot nothing guy. And he's got the absolute loudest jersey on the planet where if you were a striker dribbling in on goal all alone, you would look up and you would see this monstrosity of color and lines that it was just distracting. It was so bad. For me, it was good. I would give it to Campos myself.
Yeah, so, I kind of actually have to agree with you, Joey. It's like, it's so flashy that it kind of like distracts the opponent. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that jersey was so iconic. I mean, you have to show some love for it. So, yeah, I have to agree with you. I think that if I had to pick like a ridiculously bad, but it's so good jersey, I would have to go for the Jorge Campos goalkeeper one of 1994. Sonia, I mean, do you have a jersey that you could remember of being, you know, so ridiculously bad that it's good?
I mean, I'm gonna give a, let's say, more recent example. I wouldn't even call it so bad. I would call it actually really, really good without any negative connotation. But there was so much negative hype around it that I think it deserves a mention here. And it's another one of those that I think I can agree with Joe on having the shock factor at first. And that for me is Atletico Madrid's away kit this season, the blue. And there was a lot of drama around that because it is not Atletico Madrid's colors at all. It's not even the kind of darkish, almost royal blue that they have on the badge, but it's a much lighter, almost sky blue, and with white stripes, and that on it has part of the city of Madrid on it. Mm-hmm. And it was so unexpected, I feel, and there was so much talk about it with almost all of the comments being negative, but I loved it from the start. And maybe as someone who's not an Atletico Madrid fan, I can't say that, I mean, the disconnect for the color bothers me. I can understand that it might bother an Atletico Madrid fan, but from my side, I loved it. And I have to say that I love this entire trend that Nike has started, and that actually Roma started in 2015 by having a map of the city on the away kit with kind of the slogan of saying, even when the team is playing away, they're kind of carrying the city with them. And so far this season, we've seen a lot of clubs kind of jump on the bandwagon of that. We've seen Tottenham do it. We've seen Manchester City. We've seen Chelsea, Atletico Madrid with this kit, which is like, honestly, one of my favorites in La Liga this season. And we've also seen Roma and Inter do it with, and I have to say that that's another one that has a shock factor in it, but I think that works really well. And that's Roma's away kit, which is kind of like the golden, the giallo, with the map of Rome on it. And I think that works really well. And then there's also Inter, who have the gray kit. And I think gray is always a very difficult color to have a kit in. And it always makes you kind of look like you're wearing pajamas. Mm-hmm. But Inter, with their away kit this season, kind of introduced the marble version of it. And it's kind of like an abstract map of Milan as well. And I think that works really, really well. Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, the shock factor of that Atletico Madrid kit kind of jumping away from all tradition and from all colors of the club to be kind of striped blue and white. And I think that's good in a bad way almost. But yeah, I think it works.
Yeah, that's definitely a good call. You know, before we run to our next segment, I do want to ask you both on your opinions on two particular jerseys. One from a couple of years ago, and it kind of leans to what you were talking about a little bit, Sonia, not necessarily the map part, is from 2 years ago, the Manchester City, I think it was their third kit, where it was the mixture of orange and blue, and it kind of horizontal stripes as it went and bled from orange to blue. Not that I'm a Manchester City supporter, and I got to be honest with you, you know, we've seen a few of those light blue, powder blue kits that I'm not a huge fan of, but this was a kit that I really like. I liked it so much. I own one of the jerseys. I got De Bruyne's number on the back, which I think, I know we don't have it in the plan, but I do want to ask one question towards the end. And it was just a great kit for me. So for one, I'm going to ask Rob, I'll throw it to you first. You know, what did you think of that Manchester City kit? Is it something that you liked or something that you hated?
Yeah, I think it looks very different. Again, when it comes to third kits, those are the ones where you could be much more, you know, imaginative, and you can like use different colors that perhaps don't represent the club and their colors. Mm-hmm. Where you look at orange, I mean, there isn't any orange in Manchester City's crest or in their history for that matter. So I actually like it. I like the whole design overall. I think the purple, I think it has also purple at the end as well.
Yes, that's right.
So that's something that, yeah, it looks very different. I mean, certainly this is an interesting kit, and I think Nike that season, you know, had like a bunch of different third kits. I think my mind is correct, they had the Inter one, mm-hmm. which was like a neon blue or something, or neon green. I don't remember what it was, but yeah, I definitely like it.
Yeah,
definitely.
Sonia, how about you about that City kit? What did you think of that?
Okay, I'm gonna go completely the other direction. I hated it.
Did you?
I mean, to be honest, to me, it looked like 11 goalkeepers on the pitch.
No, that's true. I didn't think about it that way. Yeah.
I mean, it's an absolute kind of neon goalkeeper kit, and I don't think it works at all for any on-field players. Mm-hmm. That's just not how kits should look.
And
I mean, nobody should really wear orange apart from the Netherlands, I think. So I think they kind of broke an unspoken rule there.
Nah. I was going to say, you and I were getting along so well with our kit tastes. I think we just...
but actually, I will bring up one thing, because I think this was a kit that we talked about for quite some time. What about the old Champion Parma kit? The one with like the bunch of like yellow and blue stripes and the Parmalat logo and like the Champion logo right on the shoulder sleeves.
Sonia, I'll let you go first on that one.
I like that. I have to say that I'm a big fan of Parma's kits in general. I think they're original. I think they're interesting. And I know exactly which kit you're talking about. And I mean, I really respect everything that they do with kits and everything that they've done. And kind of this new kit and that Parma have had for this season. And like I said, I have a very big soft spot for black kits. So the kit that they've put out with kind of the away kit that they've put out with the black kit with the cross in the middle that has the yellow and the blue colors, I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, see, just like that, we go to City and we become not friends, and then we go to Parma and we become friends again, because I completely agree. I as far as, you know, for me as a Juventino, I'm supposed to hate everybody else in Italy, right? I mean, they all hate Juventus, so I'm supposed to hate them back. But the Parma kits are definitely, they've always been that classic yellow and blue horizontal stripe. They've been, it's another iconic jersey. You've got to remember the history of Parma. They've been around for so long that it translates through the generations, and they've just always done a great job with that kit, continue to do it, and even up until this year with their return to Serie A, I think it's a great kit, Rob.
Definitely.
Yeah, so the other one I want to ask real quick, and I don't want to run too long on this part of it, is the Napoli kit for the Champions League. We saw them playing it a couple weeks ago with that neon yellowish kind of numbering, light blue. It's got a funky little pattern on the sides. At first, I didn't like it, but when I saw players wearing it, I liked it a lot more. I don't know if you guys know the kit I'm talking about, because they've only worn it once or twice. But I know on social media there was a big thing made about how ugly it was. And then, you know, when you saw them wear it, it looked great. So, Rob, what did you think of that kit, if you know the one I'm talking about?
Is it the orange one?
No, not the orange one. Although the orange one, all of those like third, fourth, and fifth kits are starting to grow.
What color?
It was the light blue one.
The light
blue with neon yellow lettering. They literally just wore it a couple weeks ago against PSG.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. And I have it right in front of me, actually. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, it kind of you look at that kit and it almost looks like a bunch of like diamonds in it. That's for sure. Why not? I kind of like it. It's not the best one that Napoli, because Napoli, you know, historically their sky blue Azzurri kits are classic. I mean, I remember a couple years back they had like one that was like really like almost like back in like the Maradona days that I really enjoyed. But for this one, you're telling me about, yeah, it's all right. I'm not going to say that it's the best kit, but I definitely, you know, looking at it right here, it looks fine.
Yes.
I'll say that.
Sonia, how about you? Do you know the kit I'm talking about?
I do, and it's the one that if you kind of zoom out and look at it from far away, it has the tiger on it.
Yes.
I think that when you look at that kit, like a picture of that kit, it looks awful, like absolutely horrible. Yeah. And I have to say that I'm not liking what Serie A teams are doing with the retro For example, Lazio's retro kit, which I understand is completely a nod towards the first kit that they ever wore, with kind of like the horizontal part in the middle of the sky blue. Mm-hmm. I just think that in 2018-19, it doesn't work. You don't have to go that retro. Right. I think that kind of like, go with the modern times, that's fine. But I do have to agree with you, Joe, that this kit looks much better on the actual players. Mm-hmm. Like when you see a photo of the kit, you're like, oh my God, this is awful.
Yeah.
But then seeing them wear it, I think it's really not that bad. I don't think that it's as intense and as loud on the players than it is when you kind of see it beforehand.
Right.
So we can kind of agree with it, but I mean the tiger. Why is there a tiger on that kit?
Who knows?
Why?
It's Maradona's tiger, maybe. that would say it would make sense. So, all right. So let's get to our next segment. So if you were going to be designing your own kit, what would stand out to you? You know, what would you want your team to wear to look presentable? Obviously, we know what we have in terms of tradition. So let's say we're designing a third kit for our beloved teams, whatever team that may be. Sonia, I'm going to go to you first. What are the elements that you would look at that would be in a kit that you would design as a third kit for your own personal team?
I mean, I'm a really big fan of the Adidas stripes on the sleeve.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I feel like that's what I would go for. That would be a definite element on any kit that I design. And I'm also a really big fan of simplicity on kits. Just have it be one color.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, if your first kit is for a club with stripes or any, that's fine. But I think a third kit in that case, don't be loud. And just have it be one color. Like, I really appreciate what Fiorentina does with mm-hmm. their kits and having one color and then having their second, third, and I think they've gone so far as to have a fourth and a fifth kit. Mm-hmm. And that each of their kits is just one color. Like, for example, obviously their kit is the typical Fiorentina purple.
Right.
And then they have a white away kit. They have a completely all red away kit and I think a green one.
Mm-hmm.
And representing, I think, the different neighborhoods of Florence. And I really, really like that. I think it's brave and bold. And I'm a really big fan of one color.
Yeah.
So I think that works well.
Rob, how about you?
I'm going to have to disagree with Sonia here and say that not just one color I think would suit well. I think when you're looking at a really good kit, you want to look at perhaps the symbolism of perhaps, you know, the city. You know, you look at the club badge, you look at the historical factor of the club. I would say I don't think one color suits, you know, it suits at all. I feel as if though, well, if you're addressing a home kit, I think a home kit should perhaps at most have two colors. I agree with Sonia. I think one color would also do it justice. But I think if you want to look at originality and perhaps much more uniqueness in a way, I would have to maybe go for two colors. I think it all has to matter with stripes. I'm a big fan of stripes as well. I think they're really good. I mean, you look at the iconic stripes of Barcelona, you look at the iconic stripes of, you know, as you mentioned, you know, clubs like Newcastle, you know, those type of clubs. I think I'm really in that kind of sense of classiness. But yeah, I think when it comes to second or third kits, that's where you have to simply put in just one color. I feel that that's good enough. I think it would have to be something very, very, you know, something that catches the eye. Yes, not as big and brash. I think it has to be simple and a good color as well. I think it all has to depend on the mood you're trying to put in. I'm a big fan of that. I think that's how kits should really be designed for. If I wanted to design such a kit,
yeah. So for me, you know, I'm kind of taking. I'm going to take a little bit of both of you in this because I am a fan of the single color. Okay. I do like that solid, bright, bold, deep color, whatever that color may be. But for me, and especially if we're talking about designing a third kit, I am a fan of going totally off topic. So, and I know we just said the oranges are blasphemous. Obviously there's only one team that should wear orange. But the purples, the greens, even the pinks, we've seen Juve come out with a pink jersey. Palermo's another one that has a pink jersey that, for me, it's that different color, the Dortmund yellow. Those are the kinds of things that for me are really cool. I, you know, everyone's got blue, everyone's got red, everyone's got black, everyone's got white. let's go totally off the script here and do something bright green. Wolfsburg, for example, when they have that all green kit, for me, I absolutely love that kit. Mönchengladbach did that a few years ago where they had an all green jersey that I absolutely loved. It's not so much that it's got to be that color, because I mean we have solid colors in like the light blue, like I said, of Manchester City. You know, but that powder blue to me is just, it's not deep. It's not bold. So for me, I would want something that is a deep, bold, rich color that comes out and really makes a statement. And my, you know, my exhibit A of my argument is when you looked at the Netherlands, that Dutch kit, when they played Germany, when they played France, that deep, deep, deep orange that they wear is so symbolic of them as a nation. That's the kind of depth I want in my third jersey, whether it be a purple, a very deep, deep purple, or a very deep pink, or deep orange like that, or deep green. That's the kind of color I want. It's not so much the color itself, but it's the depth of the color and the richness of the color for me that really pops and says something for me. So, Rob, I'm going to throw it back over to you, because I know we want to talk about some national team kits. A good way to segue in is to talk about the national team kit of the Netherlands, right?
Definitely. But before I get to that, I actually want, you know, one answer to this question. Mm. You know, this is something that I actually think should be settled easy, you know, no debate whatsoever. In one word, Joe, I'll go to you first. Mm-hmm. Vertical or horizontal stripes?
Vertical. Always vertical.
Sonia?
Always vertical.
I'll go for vertical as well. Okay. I mean, just wanted to make sure.
Just for,
that
hey,
is never
for,
going to be debated
just,
ever.
Just remember, for a fat guy like me, horizontal stripes are bad, man. I look even bigger. I've got to go vertical, right?
Exactly.
So
definitely. So obviously, now we're going to go to national team kits. Obviously, and you know, we're going to mention, you know, for me and Joe and I, we're going to mention the United States, and we'll mention that last. But Joe, I mean, I'll go to you first, and you know, given the fact that, and it doesn't even have to be, you know, your national team in Italy. It could be any national team in the world. But actually, you know what? Yeah, I'll do that. Why not? Like, we'll raise the debate. You know, what is your favorite kit of all time from the United States, from Italy, and of all time of all the national teams in the world? Which one do you enjoy the most?
Okay, so the United States one is easy for me because I mentioned it earlier. It's that Rocket Pop jersey, the red, white, and blue, and you know, surprisingly in horizontal configuration. But for me, that is my favorite. I mean, is it the most iconic? No. But is it my favorite? Yes. And that's for me, the US jersey. For Italy, you know, it's tough to really give you an iconic year because there's really not much change in the Italy jersey from one era to another. It is always that deep blue. For me, maybe because the significance of the jersey is the 2006 Puma jersey that they wore winning the World Cup, the gold lettering on it, you know, all the gold accents, all of that. But it was still that deep blue Azzurri jersey that if you put that on with the white socks and the white shorts, you knew who that team was on the other side of the pitch. So for me, that one, and you know, and not to suck up to our guest, you know, for my others. Segment of that answer, definitely the Croatian jersey, the checkerboard. It is so cool. It is so unusual. Nobody else rolls with that. It's iconic of the Croatian national team jersey. I absolutely love the red and white checkers. I do love the orange from the Netherlands. I absolutely love that. And I'll tell you, the other one that I love is Peru. There's something about that red sash coming across that white jersey for me that just looks almost military like, where, you know, where they've come to battle. And I, the US kind of mimicked it back in, I want to say 98, where they had a couple of jerseys that, and I have a couple of them that were white with a gray sash, blue with a gray sash there. So we've seen that mimic before, but I think for me, when I look at that sash, I always think back to the Peruvian national team, and their jersey, Rob.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It was 2010, I think you mentioned.
10, okay.
2010, yeah, I kind of remember that as well. Sonia, I mean, you know, certainly, you know, you've dealt with your favorite national team kits. We just mentioned the Nigeria one, how bad it is. But I'll ask you, you know, and not even to Serbia as well. You can even go back to the days of Yugoslavia as well. Those type of kits, which I actually, you know, if I had one memory of it, I think it was the Lotto one of 98. I actually enjoyed that one. But what is your favorite kit of all time? Not just for Serbia or Yugoslavia or any of those teams, but of all time of any national team in the world.
I mean, that's hard to say. It's another, like, very, very tough question to just choose one. I have to say that, I mean, I've always been a fan looking at other national teams beside my own. I've always really been a fan of Colombia and their kits. Yeah. And I think that kind of has to do with what Joe said about a deep kind of defining color. Mm. And I think Colombia have that with their bright yellow and kind of like a little bit of the red on the side and then the deep blue of the shorts. So I've always enjoyed that. And I also have to say I really like what Adidas did with their Colombia's away kit at the World Cup this year that kind of went into a deeper orange and blue. And it was another kind of little bit of a shock factor and bright, bright colors that I think worked really well. So that's one that I've always kind of had a soft spot for. And regarding, obviously Serbia or Yugoslavia, they've gone through like a little bit of a personality shift change. Like before, the national team color used to be blue. And that has kind of that 98 feel of the Lotto kits, which were very, very retro, but kind of in a cool way. So I enjoyed that one. I still have like an image of Mateja Kežman and Savo Milošević scoring big goals and kind of celebrating in that shirt. So that's one that I've always really enjoyed. The one that I did like is the ones that Serbia and Nike had for the World Cup in 2010, which was the last World Cup Serbia participated in before this year in Russia. And though that was the main kit was the red one that kind of had the white cross on the side, similar to kits that Inter had. And I liked that one. I think it gave Serbia a bit of character and that kind of mimicked the Serbia badge. And I think that worked really well. And I loved the away kit of that one as well, which was just an all white that looked really, really classy and with the red badge on it on the side. So, those are some of my favorites. And it's just inescapable. You have to mention the Netherlands and the orange that kind of defines them. And I love the fact that the fans are so into it and that the orange is not just kind of something to do with the national team, but it's just a color of the entire country. And that when the Netherlands plays, you see those orange fans in the stands that like that color the entire stadium. So I love that part of football culture as well, that like showing your colors is such an important part of it. And I think that the Netherlands do that better than anybody else.
You know,
those would be some of my favorites.
You know, you honestly mentioned the fans and the whole identity thing of them participating and having those colors, you know, identify themselves and the team. You know, one great reminder of that was the Argentina Avi Celeste, the blue and white classic jersey that they've always worn for so many decades. But I'm actually going to pick a favorite kit that is the neighbor of Argentina. It's Uruguay. I absolutely adore the Uruguay kit, the Puma Celeste colored kit. I think it looks classy. I think, you know, it really identifies that team, you know, as Uruguay, you know, that kind of underrated team to really be, you know, I don't know. I remember that kit. I think the 2010 one was one of my favorites. It was just like classic, you know, Celeste blue. You know, it had the Puma logo on the top, and then it had the Uruguay, the badge with the four stars. I thought that was a kit that I absolutely enjoyed. And I think if I had to choose one, I think that one was one of my favorites. But if you have to choose a kit, my two national teams, I think I have to agree with Joe and pick that. That 2014 away jersey that the United States had in the World Cup. But I actually will go one World Cup before and actually will pick that Peru-style stash on the jersey for the 2010 World Cup. I think that away, that home kit, you know, was really cool. I think it was really, you know, simple. Obviously, the stash has some reminders of Peru. And obviously, as someone that's a big fan of South American soccer, I think that's the one where I could identify just a little bit. So that, for me, that's the kit that I absolutely enjoy from the United States. From Paraguay, I mean, I have to go back to the top of the conversation, and it's that 2010 one, the red and white stripes, the Adidas, you know, logo on the top. You know, I have wonderful memories of that jersey, and for me, that's one that really stands out for me. I think that's something that will go down as one of my greatest of all time, in my opinion, of course.
Right.
But yep, go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, continue, please.
No, I mean, and that's all I'm saying. I mean, you know, and this is actually a question I wanted to jump to both of you guys as well. And I'll go first. You know, you see so many different kits and with national teams and clubs as well. But what is the one brand that you absolutely adore? Like every time you happen to see this brand, this kit provider, you know, you happen to enjoy it. And for me, I think it's Adidas. I think Adidas always, for some odd reasons, always have some great kits, some very classy kits. You go back to kits like, you know, Germany, Argentina. You look at kits like Colombia as well. You know, that I think that's the provider that I absolutely adore when it comes to, if I had to choose to design my kit and what I have to choose, I think I would have to put Adidas on this one. I mean, Joe, what do you think?
You know, I would like to say Adidas. You know, Adidas does the Juventus jerseys, some of my other favorites as well. But I've got to tell you, for me, the most innovative manufacturer is Kappa. And I think it's because of the accessibility to Kappa products here to us in the United States. They're so inaccessible that I think it makes them more desirable for me. But they seem to always be a little more cutting edge. I go back to that Mönchengladbach uniform from a couple of years ago, that Mönchengladbach jersey, where they had the large Kappa symbol on the shoulders. I thought that was really, really cool. So for me, I would actually ask Kappa to make my jersey for me. Sonia, how about you?
I'm 100% with Rob on this one. Mm. Adidas all the way. I mean, I have to say that when I went through the World Cup kits back in, I think it was May, when they kind of started coming out, and I have to say that I just went through them and I said, I love this kit. I love this kit. This one is awesome. I love it. And then I realized all the ones that I'd singled out were all Adidas kits.
Really?
So I feel like Adidas can do almost no wrong in my eyes. And I think the epitome of that for me is the away kit that they did with Germany for the World Cup, the kind of like the retro green one,
yes,
which I think was a work of art. Yep. So Adidas wins for sure.
See, like I said, different color. I like the green, something a little different, and it makes things pop for me. So I know we're going to debate the perfect kit before, you know, as our final segment, but I want to ask you guys, I want to throw in one more question. It's a personal question to both of you, because I know that, you know, as football jersey aficionados, we all own some. I've got to own 20 or 30 myself, and by most standards, it's a very small collection. So I want to ask you guys first, and Sonia, I'm going to go to you first with this. What is the most obscure jersey you own? God. You know, what jersey you went to your closet right now and you pulled out a jersey and you grabbed it and said, you know what, nobody's got this one but me. What jersey is that?
Oh, wow. That's a tough one. I mean, I have to say that my collection also isn't that big. And I feel like I just have shirts that kind of have a story to go with them. A lot of them I've received as presents or bought at an important moment for me or something. But I have to say that there's one that I'm really proud of. And I do have that Colombia shirt with my name on it that a Colombian friend gave to me. So I'm really proud of that one that kind of has Nixovic on the back. And but I think, let's say, that the most obscure one that I have is an Ethiopia jersey, which I'm really, really proud to own. That was also given to me by an Ethiopian journalist friend. So that one is the one that I take out and kind of take to a party to be super cool at it. Everybody's like, where'd you get an Ethiopia jersey from? And I was like, well, I know people. So, that's one that I'm proud of, definitely.
Yeah. Rob, how about you? What would your jersey be?
Oh, I have a bunch. I mean, I don't want to say it's obscure to the sense. You know, I have a lot of jerseys. If you guys don't know, I have like a bunch of jerseys from so many different clubs. The one jersey that I will have to pick out, you know, for some reason, every time I look at it, I'm like, how the hell did I get this? And, you know, how it's still there. And for some reason, it still fits me as well. But I think I have to pick is the Cerro Porteño jersey. You know, that's the team that I support in Paraguay. I don't want to say it's obscure, but it is really different in comparison to other jerseys that I have here. I just feel as if, though, you know, it's Barcelona-esque. You know, it has the red and blue stripes. I don't want to say it's obscure or anything, but it just, for some reason, that jersey is just so iconic. For me, it feels like if I wore this at a party, it would definitely stand out because in like some football kit party somewhere in the world, like I feel like that would stand out because, you know, nobody knows about this team. And that's something, and Joe, I'm sure you're a big fan of that as well. You know, the fact that you like kits that, you know, not a lot of people know about, you know, and I probably even showed you this Cerro Porteño jersey one yes. time. And I remember you said that you wanted it so badly as well because it was so different.
Exactly. I told you the next time you were down in Paraguay to pick one up for me to bring it back because nobody has it. And that's one thing I love about, you know, some of the jerseys is that if I can get a jersey that absolutely nobody else has, I think that's the coolest thing. And for me, I actually own two. So I'm going to give you guys two jerseys that I could pull out of my closet right now that I'm sure if I walk around the entire state of Connecticut, Rob, that you and I are both in, nobody has the jerseys. Okay.
Okay.
I would almost bet my house on it. The first one is the jersey of Roberto Baggio on his last year at Brescia with the Kappa jersey with the V Banca Lombardia across the front. I have one of those. Was given to me from my best friend as a Christmas present. He actually had to order it from Italy. Okay. Wow. So I've got one of those it's kind of a grayish white. Okay. With the blue V. The other one I own, and Sonia, it's funny because you talk about, you know, the jerseys, they come with a story, which is cool. And I think it's really cool that these are my two most obscure jerseys and they both have a story. One from my best friend, a Christmas present, and is certainly a jersey that I absolutely love. The other one, though, is from Deportivo Cuenca, which is a club team in Ecuador. And the story behind that is my father or my wife's stepmother was from the town of Cuenca in Ecuador. And you know how people of their towns that, you know, they get around their clubs. There's a club that plays in First Division Ecuador, and it's Deportivo Cuenca. So I wanted a Deportivo Cuenca jersey, and my father-in-law on his last trip back to Ecuador came back and brought me a Cuenca jersey, and it's red with black shoulders. It's got some yellow accents, and of course, like every South American jersey, it's got more advertising on it than a billboard on a highway. but it is the coolest thing. Nobody else owns it. Nobody has one. I've never seen one. And for me, the obscure jerseys are the coolest jerseys. And the obscure jerseys that especially come with a story are the absolute best jerseys for me. So
I actually want to jump in. It's funny you actually mentioned ads as well, and I actually want your opinions on this. Mm-hmm. How many ads is too many ads on a jersey?
Two.
More than one.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, more than one.
If there's none, better. Honestly,
yeah, like, you know, there was something classy about the Roma jerseys where they didn't have a sponsor on them for a couple of years, right? It almost seemed unusual when you looked at the jersey. You're like, why are they like going broke or something? But then at the same time, you're like, that looks cool. That is just, we are Roma. This is who we are. We're just Roma. And I think there's something to be said about a jersey like that. And it kind of harkens back to the national team jerseys, right? We don't see advertisements on national team jerseys, at least not yet. you know, and I think there's something that elevates a national team jersey to that level of classiness that you don't necessarily get at a club team. And I think part of it is the advertisements that we see on the jerseys.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Definitely agree. But I also have to, and like, I've always had a soft spot for Roma jerseys as well. Mm-hmm. I think they've always been among the classiest of the bunch, not mm-hmm. just in Italy, but generally in Europe. But I do have to say that to a certain point, the advertiser also becomes kind of close to your heart for your team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, it reminds you of a certain era of Totti wearing the Roma jersey with a particular advertiser, or of Inter, or even, you know, like now it's just become a lot of kind of Qatar or Emirates and things like that. But I feel like in the past there were a lot more vintage advertisers on the shirts that kind of made you almost nostalgic now when you look and you're like, oh, that advertiser.
I have a good example of that. The Fiorentina Nintendo one.
Yeah.
For me, I always think of, for some reason, Liverpool and Carlsberg. I think that always kind of all has a vintage feel to me as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that were, or even the Manchester United Vodafone ones.
Yep.
Or also, so I think there's something like a couple of those advertisers that really kind of associate you with the club themselves now.
Mm-hmm. I was actually thinking Barcelona UNICEF.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well.
You know, that would be another one that I agree. That's there's something about that singular advertiser that is tied to the club in like a legendary status. That Carlsberg Liverpool one is a great call. When you say that, you can picture that whole that logo, the jersey, you know, the collar. You can see it all. It's almost tangible.
The Chelsea Samsung one.
Yes.
Because they've been their sponsor for what, 10 years before they switched to Yokohama.
Long time.
Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely. So, last question of the night. I'm going to throw it to you first, Sonia. What is the perfect kit? You know, I know we did brand. You know, obviously we're going to be in Adidas jersey, but for you, what would be the perfect kit?
So a perfect kit that exists, you mean?
Sure.
Or
one of the one that if you were to design, what would you have it? Like, what would you like to have it on?
Yeah, so I would definitely have Adidas be the base,
mm-hmm.
and I would go for. I mean, I don't know. There's just
you could style it off of a kit in the past as well. That's fine as well. If you had to maybe change the color or something.
If I had to design an ideal kit, 100% ideal, I'd make it a black kit, all black, with the white Adidas stripes on the side. And so I think and make it be a little bit on the tighter side, so not Puma tight, not at all, but have it be like a little bit of a form, and just keep it simple with the one color, and I think that would look something that I've really wanted to mention that I think is really important for an ideal kit,
mm-hmm.
font and letters and numbers.
Yes.
So, for example, I think that one of the things that I really am not a fan of on the current Serbia shirts, the font. I think that the numbers are so strange that you can't tell if it's a 1 or a 7.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm really, really not a fan of the direction that's gone in. And I have to say that I have a Real Madrid shirt from this season. And I'm also not a really big fan of the font on that one. The numbers are fine, but I mean, it's just gone in a very kind of artistic way, the font that they've used. For example, I have my shirt as a tribute to Zidane. Mm-hmm. So I have it with Zidane and 5 on the back, and the Z is very strange. And it's just a bit too artistic of a flair for me. And I think that for these things, just keep it simple. Mm-hmm. Don't go into letters that you're not sure if it's a Z or if it's another letter or a number 3 or completely. So just kind of keep it simple, bold. And for making my ideal kit, I definitely take care of font and numbers because that can really ruin a kit for me.
Yeah.
It's not done well.
Rob, how about you? What would be perfect for you?
I'll have to agree with Sonia and say that, yeah, I would have to put a single color. I wouldn't put black, though. I would put blue. That's my favorite color. So I would definitely have to put that into simplicity, you know, have the white stripes on the shoulder, you know, similar to maybe like a Chelsea. I've always been a big fan of those kits. So that's something I would do. Perhaps I would put some vertical stripes, and not that they have to show as well. You know, they can also be like transparent in a way, or sometimes they don't even have to be on the kit. But for me, I think if they have to show some sort of vertical stripes, I think it would have to be a bit transparent where it's there, but it's not there, if you get what I'm saying. So I would have to do that. And yeah, I have to agree with Tanya as well. I think font size is really important. I think the Adidas one for the World Cup was kind of, it was a bit odd. I kind of like it, but it just seemed like it was too, I don't know, futuristic in a way. I have to agree with Sonia. I think if it's bold and simple, you know, legible in a way, whereas, you know, that you could see it from afar and not too small, I would have to put that on in that type of font. For the name and of course for the number as well, especially on the back. For the and for numbers on the front, I'm a big fan of that. I think that's too Americanized as well, because you see that with a bunch of American jerseys in basketball and football as well. You know, I think it's better to have the numbers on the back of the jersey rather than the front.
I agree. You know, definitely numbers on the back only, and I agree with both of you. Font is so important. It is a B and A, is an A and B, is a 7 a 1, a 1 a 7. You've got to be able to tell at a glance. It's got to be quick. So I also, as much as I love earlier, like I said, I love the 2006 Italy national team jersey, the one that where they won the World Cup in with the gold. Sometimes the number was difficult to read because it blended in. It wasn't the contrast wasn't there. So I feel like whatever color you choose, you need to have a number and letter configuration that is the deepest contrast to the color that you're choosing. I agree. Single color, no doubt about it. I do like the black idea. I almost like, Sonia, and I'd go to Adidas. I'd almost like the stripes, though, to be sort of an accent, kind of playing off of what Rob said. Maybe like a dark gray stripe instead of doing a black and white stripe for the three stripes. I would go something like a dark gray, just to be as a kind of an accent, knowing that Adidas is there or not. I would have loved to have done Kappa, but if I do Kappa, I would end up doing the Kappa symbol on the shoulders like Mönchengladbach did, and I think it would be a little too loud. So I would rather go a little more. I want my jersey to stand the test of time. So I would go something a little more subdued and a dark color like a black. Or if we really wanted to go like royalty, like a deep, deep, deep purple, even darker purple than what Fiorentina does these days. You know, but then you've got to have the contrast of the number on the back, the letter on the back. It's got to be legible. It's got to be in the right font that's easily recognized. It can't be, God forbid, it's like a cursive type font. I mean, no one's going to be able to read that.
That is what Real Madrid has this season on the Champions League kits, and I really, really don't like that. I mean, why? Why would you go cursive?
It's
like,
ridiculous.
Who wins? Nobody wins in that case.
Yeah, nobody even writes cursive anymore. I mean, you know, it just doesn't exist anymore. So stop trying to bring it back. It just doesn't happen. So it's got to be block lettered. It's got to be legible, and the numbers absolutely can't be this funky. Is that a one or am I 77 or am I 11? Because I have no idea.
Exactly. It's that's crazy. Serbia's problem this season.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's actually a couple of nations. I don't think it's just limited to Serbia, but I forget. I saw it in the Nations League too. I know it wasn't Serbia. But there was another team that had that, and I was like, oh, that is so awful. It's just bad. It's very bad for football kits. So I've got to say to you both, I've really, really enjoyed this. And for me, I almost feel like we should do this again, but maybe something different. Maybe like shoes, right?
Cool.
Talking about the classic Copas from Adidas or some of the new Puma ones, like we had the dual color ones in the past. I actually own a pair of those. You know, some of the Nike stuff that you see with Ronaldo. Maybe one of these days we'll do a shoe episode. I think that would be fun.
Even the training kits as well.
That's become such a big deal now.
Well, actually, I have one thing to say. What do you guys think of the Jordan PSG kits?
I don't care for them.
Sonia?
I think they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think they're classy. I don't like the entire branding behind it and all of kind of like the Hollywood esque feel that PSG have been trying to emit with it. Mm-hmm. But if I take all of that away and just look at the kit itself, I think it's cool.
Yeah. I think that's the part that I don't like is the Hollywood branding of it. You know, whole Jordan thing. I think that part is just a little over the top. Unfortunately. So I kind of poo-pooed it a little bit. Rob, how about you? Where do you stand on it?
I mean, I have the jersey, so yeah, I kind of have to like it. I really enjoy it. But I will have to agree that I feel as if, though, because Jordan is so symbolized with basketball, like you would never thought you would see it in football. But then again, you thought of that with, what was the kid? Under Armour. You know, because, you know, Under Armour has been so symbolized here in the States for football kits, American football kits, and even back then with Nike as well, because that was something that was like symbolized in football and basketball, that, you know, when the Brazil team finally wore it, that's where everyone just followed their motto, because if Brazil can do it, you know, why can't we? So right. Yeah, and you look at Adidas, you know, who have started in the past, you know, in Germany, you know, they've always been that classy kit. Puma as well. Mm-hmm. Those were like the big brands, but then came all everyone else, you know, Nike, Champion, Puma, Under Armour, Kappa, those type of kit providers. It's almost as if anyone can now design a kit, and if you have the money on it, if you put that brand, it will sell.
Definitely.
And that's why the Jumpman of Jordan is selling so much.
Yep. Agreed. Sonia and Rob, I want to thank you both for joining me tonight and breaking down football jerseys from around the world. So for This Week in Football from the makers of Low Limit Football, I am your host, Joe Uccello. Thanks for listening, everyone, and good night.